time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. This first article that actually I really want to talk about, because it's a very disturbing article that everybody needs to be aware of. It's a medical alert, and let me talk about that, because there is a new superbug. It's a fungus, and it's spores, and it's colonizing everywhere. It's now considered a dangerous pandemic, which means it's all over the world. What I want to mention is it's called Candida aureus. Now, a lot of people are familiar with Candida albicans, and we know that those general non-life-threatening forms of funguses are all out there, and people have known about those for years and years. Imagine that there would be a superbug that was right in the atmosphere where the winds can carry it to anywhere, that it's communities, farms, and what's been happening is because of all the agricultural chemicals that are in the farms, that it's coming everywhere because we're using so many fungicides now, fungicides, insecticides, and herbicides, but specifically the fungicides in the agriculture, that it's creating these new super bugs, these super funguses, because all of the good fungus, these good yeasts that are in the soil, they all kind of have a battle. There's good bacteria, there's good fungus, and they live in the soil, and it's what actually helps to produce the ability of plants to uptake vitamins or change the soils to a live form. What happens, live soils have a compound in it called fulvic acid, and that's a chemical that's in soils that allow the bacteria on the roots of plants to uptake a mineral and change it to a live, from an inorganic mineral to an organic live mineral. And because of all of the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, these funguses, the healthy ones, and the healthy bacteria are being killed, and we now have this new fungus. And imagine that the CDC knew about it, but it has refused to tell you because they're afraid of panic attacks. Local hospitals can be carriers. They're finding that nursing homes can be carriers, that daycare centers, schools, whether it's grammar school, high schools, junior high schools, colleges, and it's actually overrunning. It's a fatal fungi, and it's really concerning the world's epidemiological experts because they have no idea what to do, how to stop it. And they sure don't want to alarm people going to the hospitals or to the doctor's office. This is real, and it's happening right now. And this pandemic has been silently spreading over the last 4 years. So just before I explain what to do and how it segues into essential oils, we're going to go ahead and stop, take our break, because this is an important article to know about, because it really is a dangerous fungus, and there is only one way, and that's essential oils. So we'll be right back. Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. We're talking about a new strain of fungus called Candida aureus, and it's a superbug fungal strain that has emerged from the widespread use of chemical fungicides in agriculture and in cleaning products in people's homes. Everybody, whether, again, not just in people's homes, but in all the different schools and daycare centers and nursing homes and long-term care centers, almost everywhere. 100% of everywhere that's been tested now has been tested positive. In this report that I have in front of me, it initially came out in the New York Times. Now it's been expanded quite a bit. It's invaded a lot of the American hospitals, and why it cannot be stopped using any known medical chemical defenses. It's already too late, in essence, for the planet. If someone gets infected because of these chemicals that are being used, and you can go to any home in the country and look under the sink in the kitchen, and you'll see just bottles and bottles of different kinds of chemicals. And most people never even question what's in there. But when you're using these, again, insecticides constantly, what we're doing is making super insects that are then resistant to all the different poisons like Roundup. We're using herbicides and fungicides, and it's these fungicides that are killing the good funguses, so it's now allowing this one fungus called Candida aureus, and the aureus stands for the ear, and the reason they call it that is because the first person they found that they were treating had the Candida fungus in their ears. So what's been happening, how did it happen? It happened because for years and years, you have all of these sprays and cleaners. And so the environment itself, the normal ratios of good guys to bad guys has been changed. And so now this new fungus, and because they have found nothing in their chemical arsenals, there's no antibiotics, none of these antifungals that will work anymore. But what we have found is one thing does work, that is essential oils. Because they're spores, and it means they come in the air, I'm recommending that everybody, of course, we recommend doTERRA essential oils, and we recommend getting any of the diffusers, the essential oil diffusers, and everybody might want to consider of having one in their bedrooms where they sleep, because when you put the diffuser on, it puts these microscopic little vapors of the essential oils directly into the air. Because of that, it's a way to actually clean your houses. So you put a diffuser in your bedroom. You may put a diffuser, say, in the kitchen or one in the living room where everybody, or exercise room or where everybody hangs out. When you own a business and you want to protect your employees, you might consider getting a diffuser and putting it in the areas where your employees hang out, whether it's in the office room or in the employee lounge. I don't care which ones you use, as long as it puts the essential oils into the air. And then the other thing is you can carry with you some really good essential oils, such as lavender or frankincense or melaleuca. But they have found that even these Candida aureus, which is can be life-threatening, has not built a resistance to the essential oils. So none of the super bugs, none of the super insects, none of the super funguses have built a resistance to the essential oils. So this now becomes almost imperative because of modern farming practices and modern chemicals that people use in their house to clean. It almost becomes imperative to have something that can actually protect you against some of these new superbugs and superfunguses. So I'm recommending that. The reason to do it is because it'll protect your life. It'll protect your kids. It'll protect your loved ones. And I'm going to talk about this article, at least mention it now, for the next couple, 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row. I think it's that important. The chemical contamination of the farm soils and everywhere else. And again, when they've tested it in any of these venues, whether it's the hospitals or schools or daycare centers or nursing homes, whether it's the ceiling or the telephone or the doorknobs or the desktops or the floors, the carpets, everywhere that's been tested has been tested positive. Now, some people, like those of us that follow a really good wellness advocate program, are resistant. We ourselves become resistant to these superbugs and diseases. We don't get sick. When you eat a good diet, when you take your vitamins, especially Prime Longevity, and you take your essential oils, this is the time where you get a good bottle of lavender. You carry it with you all the time in your pocket, and every couple of hours you put a couple drops on your hands and you rub your hands together, and you keep this barrier of essential oils now on your hand, so whenever you touch something, again, you've protected yourself. You can get a little oil, put it between your thumb and finger, and then put that right under your nose and on your lip. And again, every time you inhale, you're inhaling those vapors, so those vapors will kill whatever spores are in the air. And also, they deal with viruses that if you happen to touch something and you get a cold virus or something and you touch your nose, again, those essential oils will kill those viruses and you won't get sick. So it's a way to protect yourself. And the more we hear about these funguses and bacterias that are becoming resistant to more and more, the more imperative it becomes that we find something to help protect ourselves and our families. And it seems like we've got a couple of venues. One, we want to eat healthy, actually three venues. Two, we want to take the herbs and vitamin supplements to keep our immune system strong. And then three, we want to have something that we can put on topically and utilize and internally, and we can use these to help really protect us against these new superbugs that are coming out. Are you there with a question?
This is Adam, Dr. Ben-Joseph. I was quite interested in what you just mentioned, because the other problem that we're going to be facing is the 5G radiation.
I agree.
As far as the superbugs and all that, isn't that a shame that the Royal Wife system has been put under by the AMA?
Yeah, that's another technique, Rife frequency generators. I know that back in the 30s and 40s, Royal Rife, he developed a super microscope, and he found that using different light frequencies, he was able to go after almost every known virus and pathogenic bacteria and fungus. And even on the microscope, when he would expose them to the frequencies, he would see those bugs, they would actually explode in lice. So, yes, that's been kept underground, and really the only place you get information on that is from alternative health care. And again, a lot of the alternative health cares are being suppressed. If you don't go along with the standard science, it seems like they're offline. They're being taken offline, and it's really terrible. So you're right, Adam, 5G, because there are people that are very susceptible to the electromagnetic energy. It can be causing cancers. Go ahead.
Minister of Health of in Brussels has declared a no deal on 5G because she made a statement, we're not going to be using our citizens as guinea pigs.
That's true.
My question to you is regarding the C-reactive protein. I'm dealing with Dr. Palacios, who did a tremendous blood analysis on me.
Yes.
Twice. The first time it was like 1.7, which is a very good range.
Yeah, we were below 3.
But since I had this infection or whatever, it shot up to 23.2.
Let me explain what C-reactive protein is. A marker in the blood that talks about inflammation. So if you have an infection of some kind or you have an inflammatory condition, oftentimes it's used to measure if you have inflammation around the heart or in the blood vessels. But it's a measurement of an inflammatory response, and we like it below 3. So going up high, that could have gone because of the respiratory infection.
Well, the interesting part I learned is that it is produced by our liver. So like you say, it is a response to an inflammation, which can potentially have derogatory effects on some other parts of our body.
Some of the best things you can do is when you have an infection, again, the first thing I would say is you take something like a high-grade vitamin multi, like Prime Longevity, and then what goes directly after infections, we're using essential oils, and we use the vapors under our nose, we use the vapors in the air, and we put some on our hands so that we don't become susceptible. And when you put it under your nose or you're breathing it from a diffuser, you're getting it directly into your lung. So whatever's in there, I don't care if it's the pneumonia or histoplasmosis or anything like that, you can really protect yourself from having it fatal in any way by using these essential oils.
We are using a diffuser. We predominantly use lemongrass and lavender in our bedroom. But the question I have, could I just spread a little bit of this lavender oil under my nose, because of all people,
absolutely,
I came down with allergic reaction in my left eye.
But definitely put it under your nose, and you can do that every 15 minutes, every half hour, every hour, a little drop between your thumb and finger, and then put it right below your nose so that you keep breathing in those vapors. Another way is to put some between your hands, rub them together, cup your hands and put them right over your nose and breathe those vapors in. Thank you very much. You brought some excellent points up. Again, a lot of that has even been mentioned in your book called Chemical Warfare on America, and it is available. You can pick that up. Check it out. So thank you very much, Adam. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was a question online. Someone had a blood test. They had some issues with what's called BUN and creatinine and albumin, but those are pretty easy. BUN stands for blood urea nitrogen, and it's a chemical that's tested when you get a blood test, almost any standard blood test, called a CMP, complete metabolic panel. And they're going to have those numbers. And what that determines, that's a chemical that tells us how well your kidneys are clearing the byproducts of protein digestion. And when your muscles are exercising a lot, or when you're just eating a lot of protein, it tells you how well your kidneys are clearing that. The creatinine, that's a number that also has to do with kidneys, and that tells you how well your kidneys are clearing toxic byproducts from carbohydrate digestion or sugar metabolism. When you use up the glycogen in your blood, which is the sugars in your cells make muscle work, and then you start to have chemical byproducts, or if you're not drinking enough water, then those two numbers are used quite a lot to determine kidney function. You know, there'll be certain numbers depending upon the lab, but we like BUN to be, say, between 15 and 20, or perfect is 12 to maybe 16, something like that, 14 to 16. And creatinine, let's say below 1, you know, so 0.6, 7, 8, 9, doesn't matter, but below 1. And then albumin, that's a marker that comes from the total proteins, and the liver produces a number of proteins. Albumin and globulin are the two most ones that they measure in the blood. And albumin, that can go down. What that is, it's like a trucking company. It carries minerals around the body, drops them off, and then comes back and picks up more from the liver. It also has to do with the control of fluid balances. in the body. So if you get a lot of water retention, like your ankles swell up and leave edema. Another reason it can go down is if you have a lot of stomach issues, heartburn and nausea and different kinds of that. Oftentimes the albumin will go low. But we like albumin to be 4 or above. And then the other one that comes with that is globulin, and that tells you how many antibodies you're producing. Then the last one that they're asking about is bilirubin. Bilirubin's a chemical that the spleen cleans out dead cells from the body, and it grabs those dead cells and it grinds them all up, and it extracts the good stuff from those dead cells. Then it sends that good stuff to the liver, that's called bilirubin, and then the rest of it just ends up getting out and then it removed through your colon, and that's the stuff you poop out. But it is a an indicator, again, of liver. Oftentimes, if the bilirubin is high, above 1.4, 1.5, or 7, depends upon the lab, then oftentimes they'll break that apart into what's called direct and indirect, so we can measure more, is it in the liver or is it in the gallbladder? So these are things, when you get that blood test, hopefully your doctor will explain those things instead of just telling you, oh, everything's normal or everything is, you know, oftentimes that's what they'll tell you. But that's what they mean. So the main thing is that when any of these things are out of balance, depending upon what you have, then you work at bringing those back into balance with proper diet, nutrition, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and then essential oils. So this is our arsenal. And then, of course, mental things, being mindful and things that produce mindfulness, you know, doing prayers or affirmations, and also doing service for others. When you do service, there's a feeling that you get that's very uplifting, and that feeling can really help uplift your immune system. One more article that I want to get to, kissing. And scientists have done some research on the beneficial effects to your health directly from kissing. Well, if you thought that kissing was nothing more than a sign of affection with a little value beyond, you know, sexual foreplay, you might be surprised to learn that it actually has several very important health benefits. In addition, kissing is one of the things that can really deepen your connection with your partner. There have been numerous studies that just spending time sitting close to each other, looking each other's eyes, and actually kissing can really have pronounced effect on your relationship with your loved one. And it can also trigger a number of physiological processes that boost your immune system. And that's just the beginning. With so much hatred around the world, seemingly reaching, I think it's a fever pitch, the news couldn't come at a better time. So you can look at kissing to improve your health as well as your mood. You know, inside your mouth you have over 700 different kinds of bacteria, good guys, bad guys. While when you're kissing, and even they talk about the French kissing, and exchanging saliva with your mate, you actually are introducing the bacteria to both of your bodies the same, and at the same time enhancing the immune system. So it becomes very specific that the diversity of the bacteria in your microbiofilm, or your microbiota, they call it, and it causes the good bacteria to get stronger and stronger, and it correlates to better and better health. So one kiss may not be able to, but they found that couples who kiss regularly and longer than a moment or so, but spend time kissing, and they're saying that at least 10 minutes of kissing can really profoundly affect your immune system. And there was a major study in the Netherlands, and they found that these kissing and French kissing, just a kiss of 10 seconds can exchange as many as 80 million bacteria between partners. And a Japanese study found that those that spend time kissing regularly reduce their allergic reactions to things around the house or things that they're exposed to. One partner might have more immunity built up than another partner, and what happens, they exchange that immunity with each other. It is something to consider. They actually measured that when people were being exposed to romantic music and that they were dealing about 30 minutes with looking at each other and hugging and embracing and kissing, that they actually measured the production of different immunoglobulins. IgE is one of them that they measured, and those immunobodies are response to allergens, and that those immunobodies went down in all of the people that were tested that were spending time kissing and embracing. So it can also lower blood pressure by dilating blood vessels in your lips and in your face. When blood gets directed away from the rest of your body toward your face, it can reduce the demand on your heart, thereby bringing your blood pressure down. So kissing has a positive effect on your emotional state, especially things like anxiety. Notice when little children are afraid, they run to their mother, and their mothers pick them up and kiss them, and all of a sudden you feel so much better. Anyway, it really helps to lower the stress hormone cortisol, and it boosts serotonin levels in the brain, which really affects your mood and helps you keep you in balance. It releases oxytocin, which is sometimes referred to as the love hormone, for its ability to reduce to induce a sense of bonding and calmness. So there are now many, many benefits to kissing, and they found that the benefits are very similar to those people that do a lot of meditation. So meditation, of course, is done while you're all alone. I think that kissing, if it's inducing that same mental state of meditation, and they found that people that spend time in embrace and kissing, that they actually produce the same chemicals in the brain as if they were long-time meditators. So if you're having trouble relaxing, you might talk to your partner. It makes you feel good. It makes you really appreciate your partner. So I really think that it is something nobody ever thought that just a kiss could do so much. So kissing. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. One of the comments, and I really thank you very much for pointing it out, because sometimes, you know, I can't remember everything at the same time, but the colloidal silver, or the micronutrient of colloidal silver, that's also used extensively as an antibacterial. So it's something that you can always add and put in a spray bottle and spray countertops and doorknobs and your telephone, your hands, or even spray your face, because it is such a powerful product. You just want to make sure that the product is the proper size. I've tested almost all of the colloidal silvers or micronutrient silvers on the market. When you look at the colloidal silver, oftentimes you're going to see big clumps of silver, and you don't want to see that. What you want to see when you look at the liquid of the silver is a fine mist, almost that looks like snow or rain on the slide, that there's just a mist. You don't want to see big clumps. Actually, you want to see very small, round particles that are repelling each other because they have the same electrical charge.
I want to have a question. The difference between osteo and rheumatoid arthritis, my understanding is that a lot of rheumatoid arthritis can be helped with things like LIPH, L-I-P-H.
Yes.
And that my understanding is that rheumatoid arthritis
is very different
by mycoplasma, correct?
Well, it's one of the things. Here's the difference. Osteoarthritis is a wear and tear arthritis. It's a repetitive arthritis. It's like doing something that wears your joints down. But that's also a nutritional arthritis, because when you're not taking enough, let's say, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, the mineral silica, the vitamin C, and some of the amino acids, then you're not keeping your bones and cartilage and tendons and ligaments nice and strong and healthy and have a good tensile strength. So osteoarthritis is very different, where rheumatoid arthritis is considered an autoimmune disease. Now, an autoimmune
right.
disease in traditional medicine means that your body is broken, it's attacking itself, and we don't know why. Now, in naturopathic
yeah.
medicine, we think that's junk science. And we believe that the cells, your body never attacks anything without a reason, that it's compromised cells. And when you mentioned mycoplasma, especially there's one called Mycoplasma fermentosa, these are cell wall deficient bacteria. So they're very hard to see. They're very hard to culture, and they're very hard to detect. And there's also very few, as far as I know, there's only two antibiotics that go after mycoplasma, and that's, I think, moxicillin and doxicillin. But all the others don't. And so it's an insidious disease because it's a very degenerative disease that can really produce severe degenerative changes in the joints where they really begin to break down. So life, which used to be called alkogenesis, that's a product that does a couple things. It's antiviral, antibacterial, but it also is called a silica hydride. And so it's going to put silica back into the body. And silica is the number one mineral, I think, that is much more important than calcium to help rebuild the bones. So if you're not getting enough silica in your body, you're going to really have tendon, ligament, cartilage, and bone breakdown. So that can really help in the rheumatoid arthritis, because you're going to get that silica and you're going to also get that kind of antibacterial results from that. Now, a lot of times people with rheumatoid arthritis, let's say they get a bad flu or a respiratory infection, they go to their doctor and they get an antibiotic course for 7 days, and they're taking that antibiotic and it just happens to be, let's say, a doxycycline or moxycycline. All of a sudden, their rheumatoid arthritis symptoms begin to disappear and they feel better. When they come back and tell the doctor, they'll go, oh, that was just a coincidence. They don't think it's an infection. Now, in naturopathic medicine, we think rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or scleroderma or sarcoidosis or any of those are different types of infections. And so the body is treating that as an infection. So you're 100% correct on that. Anything that you do that builds the immune system, that's where essential oils can help, because they build your immune system. Echinacea, golden seal, vitamin C, the mineral selenium, all of these are immune system builders. The vitamin A, and there's two forms of vitamin A, the plant form carotenoids and the true vitamin A, which is oftentimes more in a fish oil type. But true vitamin A is what diabetics need, because provitamin A, the carotenoids, they have to go through chemical changes to actually make vitamin A. But the carotenoids are like beta carotene, zeaxanthin, cryptoxanthin, and astaxanthin. And these are different bioflavonoids part of, or different kinds of carotenoids that are part of the pro-vitamin A's. But I like oftentimes true vitamin A, because true vitamin A can also help your thyroid. It actually helps convert your T4 to T3, and it's needed. That many times people have T4, which is a thyroid storage hormone in your thyroid gland, in your throat, but it's only a storage hormone, and that gets converted when the body needs it to what's called T3, and that gets converted in the liver or in the periphery of the body. And sometimes it's the conversion process that is off and not actually the amount of hormone of T4 or T3, but it's the conversion. Sometimes also the body will produce antibodies against the thyroid hormone, and they'll make something called reverse T3. So you have to really look at those. And when you get a blood test, most of the time, doctors will just use what's called a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. I don't think that's enough. You need a complete hormone profile with the free T4s and total T4 and free T3 and total T3 and maybe reverse T3, but a complete hormone profile. Now, again, another thing is, as we're learning, I think having the oil diffusers in the air, that's always going to help, because it'll kill the mycoplasma bacteria. The essential oils will kill yeasts and bacterias and all of the pathogenic bacteria. So there's no question about it that it could be used very simply. And even a little bit of colloidal silver with the essential oils in the diffuser, that could be really good. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.